AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Women are rallying outside of the Supreme Court in D.C. amid that battle over mifepristone. It's one of two drugs used in the abortion pill, and the Supreme Court has put a federal judge's ruling that would limit access to it on hold. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson explains.
The order by the Supreme Court is a placeholder. The Supreme Court will decide when and how it will evaluate the case. And this is only a temporary order. If this falls through, those restrictions could go in place within the week.
President Biden weighing in on the arrest and charges against suspect Jack Teixeira and the leak of those classified Pentagon documents. CBS's Stephen Portnoy with more.
He says officials are still working to determine the validity of the documents. He said he wasn't aware of any of the material being of great consequence. The White House statement says going forward, the president has directed that steps be taken to limit distribution of sensitive military and intelligence information.
Be careful out there with severe thunderstorms that could lead to tornadoes in some parts of the nation, including northern Louisiana. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
We're more likely to see severe storms and not just wind and hail. It's a day you should be weather aware, pay attention to the changing weather conditions, and make sure you seek shelter, especially late this afternoon toward the evening.
Turning now to Japan, where the foreign minister was rushed from a public event where a man threw what appeared to be a smoke bomb at him. He was not hurt. Shema Halil is with the BBC.
Even though he canceled that event in that particular venue, he then went on to address crowds in another location. He apologized for the distress and the chaos that this caused, but said that this incident should not stop the electoral process.
In France, more fury after the Constitutional Council approves an unpopular plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. That's a victory for President Macron after months of protests, but activists are still angry.
We don't have the power anymore. Nobody is listening to us.
Best Buy is laying off employees in stores across the nation as shopping habits change. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Hundreds of jobs could be eliminated at the more than 900 U.S. stores operated by Best Buy. Most of those jobs will affect employees known as consultants, those who specialize in selling complex products like computers and smartphones. Earlier this year, Best Buy eliminated hundreds of in-store jobs at its Canadian locations.
People in Berlin missed out on a tasty treat after German authorities seized cooked bats and nearly a ton of unrefrigerated fish from Bern. Police say they called in a vet and then confiscated it. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Is your vehicle no longer stopping like it used to? Don't miss Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need. Now through April 25th, get 15% off when you buy a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 1 p.m. Monday. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 79, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 45, cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to three items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Because I forgot to click a button. There, I should be going through the radio now. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, bye now.
Yeah, appreciate it. So I must have been on streaming there. Sorry, everyone. I forgot to click a button, and I wasn't going over the airwaves. So let's start this over again. Hi, it's Over the Back Fence, like it is every Saturday. 424-2600 is the number to call. I also want to mention a big shout-out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark & Associates, over at 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their phone number is 715-424-4104, 424-4101. 4101. Let's get that right now. Don't want to get the sponsor's number wrong, right? Luckily, I didn't say that when I was off the air. So thanks again for the caller to get me back on these airwaves. We have another caller coming in right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. Say, I have a couple items I'd like to advertise on the coffee over the back fence.
All right.
I got a pair of two beautiful rocker. These are from the pool people. They're in good shape, and they're just getting too heavy for me to lift.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them for sale. And I have also a charbroil
grill?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's in excellent shape. It's been cleaned every time I use it, and I think I only should have used two or three times.
All right.
715-421-1188.
421-1188.
1188.
All right. Thank you much for the phone call. Appreciate it. We got some things for sale here. We got a couple of rockers and a charcoal grill for sale. If you're interested in either of those items, 421-1188. 1188 is the number to call for that. Thanks once again, everyone, for joining me today. If you have any questions about your insurance needs here, Jeff Clark & Associates is the place to go. 424-4101 is the number to call. If you have questions about Medicare, health, or life insurance, they are the ones to get a hold of. There's a no-cost consultation. You can go check them out on Facebook. You can also check out their website, jca-insurance.com, if you have more questions about that. Or if you want to chat and see what they have to offer, they'd be very happy to speak with you about that. All right, let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I am back to selling my fresh farm eggs. They are brown or white ones, and they're $2.50 a dozen or $3.75 for an 18-pack. And you can call me at 715-457-6547.
457-6547.
Yes, and they're fresh farm eggs. And they are $2.50 a dozen or $3.75 for an 18-pack. And I have brown or white ones.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, have a great weekend. Eggs for sale. If you want some farm fresh eggs, either brown or white, the number to call, 457-6547. 457-6547, the number to call. All right, let's keep it rolling here. Take another caller. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have two nice gas dryer clothes dryers for sale. $100 for the pair. They both work great. I've got too many dryers. So... His and hers gas dryer.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. I'm in the Port Edwards area, and I do have an appliance dolly. If the folks don't, I'd be more than happy to work with them to get the two dryers out of my basement and load them onto their truck or trailer or what have you. The number is 920-222-1363.
920-222-1363.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a grand day, bud.
You too. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. A couple of dryers for sale if you are interested in one or both. 920-222-1363. That's 920-222-1363. I did that on purpose, make it kind of different to that. Wow, what a great start to the show. Thanks for the calls, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the airway for Over the Back or airwaves for Over the Back Fence today. Like I said, be sure to keep listening. I've got two tickets to the Eco EV Fashion Show happening next Saturday, the 22nd, at the UCC Church in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. It's a very cool event, and we hope you can get there. And not only do you get in for free, you don't have to, it's also a coupon for $5 off. So we're actually giving you $5 to if you want to buy anything after the Eco EV Fashion Show. So bonus. Very nice. So if you're planning on going anyway, or if you just want to check it out, we'll have some tickets to give away in just a little bit. Looking ahead to some programming here on WFHR. Like I said earlier, or I didn't, you didn't hear me earlier because I wasn't on the air. After this show at noon, we've got the Charlie Behrens Show, the Cripes Cast. Charlie interviewing some interesting people throughout the Midwest or people who like the Midwest. So check that out if you've not had a chance to yet. Charlie, of course, very funny. And after that, from 1 to 2, we've got Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger. He and Earl Ingram go through the hour talking about sports and other things happening in life. Gilbert, great guy to listen to. Lots of great conversation there as well. We hope you were able to catch the Polka Show this morning at 7 o'clock. Tim does, of course, the great job he does putting together the Polka Show, and it's one of the best shows on radio, bar none, everybody. But if you missed it, that's okay. Tomorrow, Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m., rebroadcast of the Polka Show. Check it out. Tim knows his stuff. It's a passion for him, and we love being able to put his show on these airwaves. Coming up tomorrow on Sunday, at 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. Got a new show this week. It's my first mystery show. And what I mean by that, not that it's a show about mystery songs. No. It is a show that all the songs have a connection. But what is the connection? That's the mystery. See if you can listen in. See if you can find out. Now, I'm not making a contest of it or anything. I will reveal at the end what the connection is actually is, so it doesn't drive you crazy if you can't figure it out. I'll have to say it's kind of tough. Unless you know your music pretty well, you might have a challenge on this one, but I guarantee it's all very good music. It's a real fun show. I had a blast putting it together. So listen, 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music tomorrow on Sunday, and find out what the mystery is all about. Then later, from 8 to 9, a new director's cut, just James and me this week. Talking about some stuff about entertainment things going on. What's going on the small screen, what just started to appear on the small screen. What's happening on the big screen coming up this weekend. Looking forward to some new Star Wars projects that are coming up. Some sweeps stuff, what they used to call sweeps. It looks like USA Today is trying to save some shows. So if you want to listen and see which shows are on the block, the chopping block, on the networks, you can go and vote and see and let your voice be heard if there are shows there that you do not want them to cancel. Plus a few other things we talk about. It's a lot of fun. James and I haven't had a chance to do that in a while. So we really enjoyed that chance. But of course, we got lots of great guests coming up as well. So keep that in mind, everyone. Director's Cut from 8 to 9 every Sunday night. And I do want to plug another show that I'm doing on our sister station. It's official now. WIRI, Wiscountry 105.5. Thursday, 7 o'clock, be there. Check out my new show called Trail Tunes. Trail Tunes, that's right. It's cowboy, western, south of the border songs from the past. We're talking cowboy songs. Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex will all be there. The Sons of the Pioneers, Riders in the Sky. If you like cowboy music, if you like western music, this is going to be the show for you. Coming up this Thursday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5. All right, before we take our first break, let's grab a phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. The First Congregational Church, 311 2nd Street South, is hosting an Earth Day event next Saturday, April 22, from 2 to 4, with Eco Evie and her mom, Kelly. And they will talk about raising an autistic daughter and how the impact goes on their family. And Evie is going to talk about her favorite topic, which is endangered animals, and how recycled water bottles can get turned into material that gets processed and then turned into clothing of endangered animals. It's very cool. There's going to be a fashion show, and Evie will be talking about the animals that are being modeled. And we have several items that we are giving to attendees, including two-year-old seedlings from the Griffith State Nursery, seed packets promoting pollinators, masked animals of endangered animals for the kids to decorate and take home. There are bookmarks of endangered animals, along with brochures from Therapies Plus, and a camp for families with autistic kids called Camp Awesome. Tickets are $5 at the door. Kids are free. And the $5 becomes a coupon for $5 off of a purchase. And you have to call to reserve tickets, 715-572-7242.
Oh, thank you so much for the phone call. You did a great job of laying out everything that was on there, because I was going to be talking about a little bit later. In fact, we got two tickets we're giving away today, but that was great. Thanks for all the detail.
Thank you. Any questions, they can call that number two.
All right. Thanks so much. Set me up perfectly. Thanks, everybody. Oh, that was a great call. Yeah, we're going to be talking about this in a little bit, too, just more because I'm going to give those tickets away. So stay tuned, everyone. Like she said, it's a great event. It's a lot of cool stuff. You get to hear not only about dealing with autism in a family, which is really any kind of awareness on that is great, but also just the fashion and what it's all about. It's going to be a really cool Earth Day event. So stay tuned. Two tickets. Going to be giving those away in a little bit. Right now, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get into our mailbag items, our news and notes, calendar of events, all the good stuff here on Over the Back Fence. And don't forget your phone calls, 424-2600 on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 1 p.m. Monday. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 79. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 45. Cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Welcome back, everyone. Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me today. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday out there. We're going to get into our news and notes, calendar events, mailbag items. But first, let's get to your phone calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I live in the village of Auburndale, and I got a kid's bed for bigger kids, little kids, 6 foot long. And it's 18 inches off the ground. And it's got a brand new mattress, comforter, pillows, and sheets. Asking $125 for it. And I also have a bookshelf, just like new. I'm asking $25 for it. Both in really good shape. And like I said, I live in the village of Auburndale. My phone number is
716-608-0666.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Got a kid's bed for sale. We got some bookshelving for sale here. 660-8066-8066, the number to call if you're interested in either of those items. Continuing on now with the rest of our show, we've got mailbag items. We've only got one item in there. We'll talk about that here briefly. And then after that, we've got our news and notes, calendar events, stuff coming up. Don't forget, we got a couple of Eco-EV fashion show tickets to give away a little bit later in the show, so stay tuned for that. You can keep your calls coming, 424-2600. While I'm reading this material, I'll finish reading what's in front of me, and I'll get you your call as soon as I can. So we had an interesting note here in our mailbag this week, considering this time of year we're in. How to deter woodpeckers from damaging your home or trees. If anyone out there has any strategies for keeping woodpeckers away from your house, from your trees, we have someone out there who would love to know. 424-2600, call up, give the advice over the air, and we can get a whole bunch of people to know what to do with those pesky woodpeckers. So call up if you have any great information on that. We'd love to hear you. 424-2600 on how to deter woodpeckers from damaging your home or your trees in the area, which is very cool. The caller that we had for the Eco-EV fashion show also mentioned something. They're going to be giving away stuff for pollinators. Well, the city of Wisconsin Rapids is going to be helping pollinators out in a very big way. The city has adopted once again this year a resolution designating No Mow May, which temporarily relieves property owners of lawn maintenance standards in Chapter 26 in the city ordinance. Anyway, participation in No Mow May is voluntary and is free of charge. City residents and property owners who are interested in participating may do so without registering. So this is something. I'll talk a little bit more about what this is since we've done it last year and a lot of people participated and really enjoyed it. We'll talk about that in just a sec. But first, let us grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I have two electric scooters. They need a battery,
but otherwise they're in good condition. And I'm willing to just give them away. I need room for the garage. And I also have one new electric scooter almost. Give me an offer on that one. And the number to call is 715-424. Whoops, that's your number. 715-697-5322. Thank you.
697-5322.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Oh, interesting. We got a couple of scooters that he's given away, plus a newer scooter. If you have an offer on that one, you can call him up at 697-697-5322. 697-5322, the number to call for that. Now, quickly getting back to No Mo May, this is something that the city did last year, and here's a little bit more information about it. Each city of Wisconsin Rapids property is eligible to receive one free sign, but they have a limited number of yard signs available. Please keep your yard sign for future No Mow May programs. Additional yard signs can be purchased for $10 each. Yard signs can be picked up at the mayor's office on the third floor of City Hall, 444 West Grand Avenue, between 8 and 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And just as a quick information dump here on you, the goal of No Mow May is to provide early season forage for native pollinators by reducing our mowing intensity during a month when foraging resources are limited. Allowing lawns to grow longer without treating them with chemical pesticides or herbicides leads to an increase in the number and types of native plants, which is a great source of food for pollinators such as bees and butterflies. Additionally, it provides important insect habitats for those who are still in diapause, which is a type of hibernation, in early spring. Weed growth in May is particularly important because many other spring blooms have not yet emerged. And that is the reason why the city is doing this, is to help local pollinators. We know how important those are to agriculture, horticulture in general. Very important. So that is why the city is doing that again this year. All right, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have 55 feet of 6-inch perforated drain tile, plastic stuff, and I want $60 for it. It's brand new. It's from Fleet Farm, and my number is 715-421-2168.
421-2168.
Right.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye now.
Got some drain tile for sale here, 421-2168, 421-2168. All right, another phone caller on the line here. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yes, I've got the roundbales, really nice hay, about 1,000-pound roundbales for sale for $50 a piece. They can call 715-423-3463. And if I don't answer, just put a message on and I'll call them back.
All right. 423-3463.
Right.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Got some bales for sale there. 423-3463. No answer. Just leave a message and he will get back to you. Oh, I'm loving these calls today, everybody. Thank you so much. Appreciating it. Let's go ahead and take a look at what's coming up for our veterans in the area. On April 20th, the VFW meeting will be meeting at 6 p.m. On April 26th is the next Heroes Cafe. Of course, that is from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. 430 West Jackson Street in Rapids, all veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments are provided at no cost. For more information, please contact Bill Heck. If you have any questions about the VFW post or the VVA, 262-496-3198, 262-496-3198 to get a hold of Bill Heck. Let's grab another phone call here. Good morning. You are on the show.
Yes, I have a 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's one where you sleep out over the cab. It'll sleep four. It's got a little three-burner stove in there and a porta-potty. It's not fancy, but it's no leaks or stains in the ceiling. I'm asking $600 for it. And then I have a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. That's a 40-footer, It's on wheels with transport and a winch on there to raise it and lower it. And I'm asking $400 for that. My number is 715-652-6641, and I thank you.
652-6641. All right. Thanks again for the call. Appreciate it. Camper and a mobile grain elevator for sale there. 652-6641 is the number to call if you're interested in either of those items. One other thing I want to mention about the about the veterans here. We've got Veterans Day at the Capitol happening later on in April. There's a bus leaving from the VFW. Call Sean Plant, 715-630-2491. Daryl Heinlein, Daryl, 715-252-9197 for further information if you are interested in that. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up in May as well. We'll get to that as we get closer. And don't forget, the first Monday of every month, Bill Heck will be coming in during the morning show at just after the kitchen is open to give his monthly update on Veterans Affairs as well. Looking forward to that. Going on right now as we speak, it's the book drive for the, I'll make sure I get this right, for the great book giveaway. That's right. The book drive for the big great book giveaway is happening right now through April 28th. You can drop off books or cash donations at the United Way offices at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time to donate new or gently used children's books. The biggest need are baby board books and easy readers. Books will be distributed during the Great Book Giveaway, June 6th through the 13th, in Adams Friendship, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rome, Rudolph, Vesper, and Wisconsin Rapids, all of the communities that are helped by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. For more information, call 715-421-0390, 421-0390, dial 211, or visit their website, uwswac.org. We have a very cool event coming up tomorrow on Sunday. The community is encouraged to attend the WRPS Lincoln High School Referendum Pot Project Dedication. That's happening tomorrow, Sunday, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lincoln High School in the front entrance there at 1801 16th Street South in Rapids. Attendees should gather by the front entrance. The dedication will include a short presentation from students, faculty, and other distinguished guests. Following the ribbon cutting, guests are invited to join the Lincoln High School National Honor Society and student council members on guided tours of the new school addition. See where that referendum money went. You can join them tomorrow, Sunday, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Lincoln High School. Coming up this week, of course, is Earth Week. We've got Earth Day coming up on Saturday, April 22nd. But we have a whole slew of events happening this week to celebrate it. And we'll get into that right now. A lot of these are at the McMillan Memorial Library here in Rapids. On Sunday, April 16th, tomorrow, learn more about prairie chicken conservation efforts at the annual Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. The event will include a wide variety of activities, including bird viewing opportunities and a farm fresh basket. Breakfast at Eron's Event Barn, 3471 County Road C in Stevens Point. So the Prairie Chicken Festival is happening this weekend, going on tomorrow. Coming up on Tuesday at the McMillan Library at 6 p.m., they'll be showing The Lorax, an environmentally themed animated film on a Dr. Seuss children's book in the Fine Arts Center. The movie is rated PG. On Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center, Francisco Seau, Emerging Technologies Director of Renew Wisconsin, will present clean energy opportunities in the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Learn how Wisconsin citizens, businesses, local governments, and schools can take advantage of clean energy opportunities in these recently passed acts. This includes individual tax credits for new and used electric vehicles and residential solar. Employees of nonprofits, state and local governments, rural electric cooperatives, tribal governments, and or other tax-exempt entities will learn about a new tax credit available to those organizations. These organizations previously did not qualify for this tax credit. So if you are a member of any one of these type of institutions, This is a great opportunity to learn how you, your group, can take advantage of these new tax incentives for clean energy. And it's a really cool, James was able to speak to Mr. Sayu this week on Morning Magazine. Go ahead to civicmedia.us, go to Morning Magazine, click on that, go to shows, and you can listen to that interview. It's very informative and very good. James also spoke with the next person that'll be joining us at the library Thursday, April 20th at 6 p.m. Susan Schuler, the program director of Recycling Connections, will present recycling support for a more circular economy. Her presentation will answer questions like, why can't I recycle plastic bags at home? What happens to glass? How does a landfill actually work? Follow your waste trail to learn how things are recycled and reused to support a more circular economy. Again, James spoke with her this last week on Morning Magazine. Check out that interview for more information. But again, very cool, very interesting. Then wrapping it up on Saturday, April 22nd at 1:30 p.m., McMillan Library Fine Arts Center, view The Biggest Little Farm, an award-winning documentary that shows the complexity of nature and the challenge of farming within a reawakening ecosystem. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. If you're interested in, of course, big agricultural area here, if you're interested in that at all, it is rated PG 1:30 on Saturday at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. Whew, it's a lot of stuff. And we got more stuff about Earth Day coming up in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that as well. Let's go to other events happening this week. Coming up on Monday the 17th, Representative Scott Krug will be holding listening sessions in a couple of places this coming Monday. These listening sessions are an opportunity to provide information on the proposed 2023 through 25 state budget and also to discuss other issues with the representative. No RSVP is needed to attend these sessions. Please feel free to arrive and leave as you wish. We've got two coming up on Monday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Rome Town Hall, 1156 Alpine Drive in Nakusa. And then later on in the day from 3 to 4:30 at the McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Representative Krug will be there to answer questions, give you more information about the budget coming up in the state and other and taking your comments, questions, whatever you got for him. Coming up on Tuesday, we got another opportunity for a community blood drive from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. You can make an appointment by calling 866-566-5900 to schedule that. Walk-ins will also be welcome, though, of course. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Good to know. So you know that the blood you're giving will be staying right here in this community. Coming up on Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then again, if you miss that one, Monday, April 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. Moving along the week here, we have a very fun event coming up on this Wednesday, but we also need to tell you that the registration ends tomorrow on Sunday. So this is the Let's Create scrapbooking event, Wednesday the 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Let's Create, 1367 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. But they do ask that you register by tomorrow. Go to their website for that, bit.ly/scrapbooking23. bit.ly/scrapbooking23. This is put on by UW Extension, Wood County, and the 4-H Club. This is open to all youth in kindergarten and up. There is a $10 per participant fee, but there are scholarships available if you are in need of a little assistance. But that is coming up this Wednesday, but register by tomorrow, Sunday, April 16th, to get your name on the list. Some other happenings this week. We're going to wrap up this week and then look forward to next weekend and some more Earth Day things. Don't forget that on Wednesday is bingo night at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. And if you have any questions or you're interested in joining the Elks, give them a call, 715-423-1930. They're at 430 West Jackson Street. Don't forget their Friday Fish Fry as well. That's something that's happening all the time at the Elks Lodge, as long with their bingo night. So if you want to help them out, have some fun, that's a good way to do it. If you're interested in joining, you can contact them that way as well. Then on Thursday, like every Thursday, Feeding Our Communities with United Services is offering the Neighborhood Table at 2321 West Grand Avenue. That's a community meal that happens every Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. This is in their new great facilities. It's awesome. Go check it out. I've been there a few times. It's to see all the space they have. It's really cool. So go ahead and check it out. Enjoy a community meal, 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, as every Thursday, 2321 West Grand Avenue. Whew, that's a lot of information. I'm going to take a break. My goodness, I have to take a break. But I'll be back. 424-2600 is the number to call. When I come back, I'll continue on with some more news and notes and the calendar of events happening all throughout central Wisconsin. Thanks for joining me today on Over the Back Fence. Hope you hear some more phone calls coming up after the break here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest ice cream. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. They'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open today from noon until 9. Find them on Facebook.
The Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids Area invite you to a Toast to Great Futures wine and beer tasting event. It's happening Friday, April 21st at the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Facility from 7 to 10 p.m. Event tickets are $75 each, available at the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids Area and Richard's Liquors. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is hosting a scavenger hunt at the Ridges Golf Course on Saturday, April 22nd. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The scavenger hunt takes place from 11 to 3, raffles, a light dinner, and prizes at 3 p.m. Proceeds to benefit Restoring Hope Transplant House and the UW Donor Education Fund.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 1 p.m. Monday. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 79. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 45. Cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great day here. Good song for Earth Week coming up here. Handle with care. Our planet needs to be handled with clear care. Good message for everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items here on the air, if you want to talk about any events happening in the area, we're here for that too. So call up 424-2600 as we go along here. Got a couple more events that we want to talk about coming up in the weeks ahead. Just a reminder that this coming week is the statewide tornado drill is coming up. This is a reminder about severe weather coming up in, of course, summer. It looks like we have some thunderstorms coming possibly tonight as well. So we do want to let everyone know that's coming up. The statewide tornado drill on the 20th, this coming April 20th, is at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. And we are asked, of course, to bring awareness to this. This is a good time to remember to get your emergency plans in order. If there's severe weather, what you need to do, where you need to go, that sort of thing. If power goes out or any of those items, very important to know what's happening when things are not so good. Coming up on Friday, April 21st, you just heard it on the community calendar, A Toast to Great Futures, a wine and beer tasting event. And this is for the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area. What a great resource that we have in this area. Let's support them by going to the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Facility on Friday, April 21st from 7 to 10 p.m. Event tickets are $75 each. You can get your tickets at the Boys and Girls Club. That's connected, of course, to the YMCA. Or you can get them at Richards Liquors, who is also sponsoring the event as well. So a good way to support the Boys and Girls Club, have fun tasting some beer and wine, and just getting together, networking. A Toast to Great Futures, that says it all. It really does. All right. Let's see. What else have we got here? A couple other things happening on Earth Day. We've got a really interesting program happening at Mid-State Technical College, our good friends over there. Foster families with children in grades 5 through 12 are invited to Mid-State Technical College's Youth Program Exploration event on Saturday, April 22nd from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This free event is hosted on the Wisconsin Rapids campus, and it gives participants a chance to learn new skills, build relationships, and explore career programs. Lunch is included. Learning activities at the Youth Program Exploration Day are interactive and delivered by Mid-State faculty. Participants will receive assistance with college preparation, including information about the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, college application process, high school dual credit options, and other youth apprenticeship programs. Learn more and register at mstc.edu/yp-exploration. Mid-State is coordinating with Wood County to host more collaborative events throughout the next academic year. Anyone interested can visit mstc.edu/events or contact Wood County Human Services for more details. That's coming up next Saturday. Very, very cool. Also coming up next Saturday, which you also heard in our community calendar, the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life Scavenger Hunt is coming up. That's very fun. Very fun. Registration's at 10 a.m. The scavenger hunt takes place from 11 to 3, and then raffles and a light dinner and prizes at 3 p.m. This is happening at Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. $35 per person. And that does include the scavenger hunt and the dinner as well, so you're getting all that included. Teams of 4 to 6 people will compete by performing various activities of their choice from the pre-approved list provided at the start of the race. Team registration will, like I said, take place at the Ridges Golf Course. After a short introduction and group pictures, teams will be free to partake in the scavenger hunt. The race ends promptly at 3 p.m. Teams are required to return to the Ridges Golf Course at that time. All tasks can be accomplished in Wisconsin Rapids and in surrounding communities. A cell phone or digital camera will be needed to take pictures and document each team's completed activities. Keep that in mind. Items that you must locate need to be brought back at the end of the race to be counted. Lots of fun. Sounds like a blast. And it helps our good friends over at Central Wisconsin's Gift of Life raise awareness and money for help people get the word out about donation. The proceeds benefit Restoring Hope Transplant House and the UW Donor Education Fund. A great opportunity to help a very important institution here in Central Wisconsin. So have some fun while you're doing it. And again, support a very, very good cause. All right, I think let's talk a little bit. Well, we had a caller call a little bit earlier about about the Eco Eevee fashion show that is coming up. But once again, I'll just go over a few things here. It's a special Earth Day program featuring apparel made from 100% recycled water bottles. Business created by Eevee, a 12-year-old autistic girl. Event features autism awareness speaker, fashion show, kids activities, and goodie bags. Call Jackie to reserve tickets, 715-572-7242. That's 715-572-7242. If you have any questions, of course, you can also call that number, not just to get tickets. Tickets are $5, and all the clothing is endangered animal inspired. It's made, like they said, from 100% recycled water bottles. The tickets are $5 for adults. Free kids are free. Each ticket also acts as a $5 off coupon towards your Eco EV purchase. There's going to be giveaways. Fun, fun time. It's from 2 to 4 next Saturday. That is on Earth Day. Now, if you are interested, before I hit the break here, I am giving away right now, call 424-2600, two tickets to the Eco EV Fashion Show next Saturday at from 2 to 4 p.m. This is at the First Congregational Church in Wisconsin Rapids, 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, in case you need an address. If you have not won anything in the last 30 days on WFHR, call up now, 424-2600, to get these two tickets to the Eco EV Fashion Show. It is actually giving you $5 because you can then use your ticket as a $5 coupon to anything you wish to purchase there as well. It's a great event. It's a wonderful opportunity to celebrate Earth Day. And if you call right now, you can get two tickets for that. We take our last break of the show here, everybody. We will be back in just a few minutes to take your phone calls, 424-2600. Also, the last few things to wrap up the show here today on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 1 p.m. Monday. Overcast this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 79, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 45, cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me on this increasingly looking darker Saturday out here. That's kind of a little scary. Of course, we've got other weather coming up that I'm not necessarily excited about, but, you know, that's Wisconsin in April, right? Anywhere in the Midwest, basically, in April, and that is what you're going to get. We just got a few minutes left in the show here, everybody. I'm going to touch on a couple of more events happening in central Wisconsin, and then we'll wrap up the show looking at what's coming up here on WFHR and on WIRI as well. The Trinity Lutheran Church at 6412 South Michigan Street in Vesper is having their annual beef dinner coming up Sunday, April 23rd. That's from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The menu is beef tips, mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw and whole kernel corn, homemade bread, homemade pie and desserts. Man, I got to stop doing this show when I'm hungry, man. Oh, dine in or carry out. Adults are $10. Children 6 to 12 or 5 and 5 and under are free. If you have any questions, give them a call at 715-569-4114. 569-4114. That's at Trinity Lutheran Church, 6412 South Michigan Street in Vesper, from 11:30 to 2 p.m. Sunday, April 23rd for their annual beef dinner. I mentioned a little bit earlier that Veterans Day at the Capitol is coming up at the end of April. It's actually at April 26th. This is all veterans and their supporters are welcome. You do not have to have a membership in any organization. Vietnam, VFW, American Legion, you don't. You can just be a veteran and you can go. Topics will include Wisconsin Veterans Property Tax Credit. Eligibility has been expanded. Very cool. Funding for UWMIA. Recovery project, lower five-year residency requirements for tuition remission program, very cool. Reduced fees for all DNR supporting licenses. This is a great thing happening. You get to find out some of the benefits that you get as a veteran. There's a free attendee lunch, 10 o'clock coffee, and then 11 o'clock lunch on Monona Terrace. Very cool. That's on 1 John Nolan Drive in Madison. There's free parking. There's a veterans processional to the Capitol at 11:40. And then there is a rally at the Capitol from 12 to about 1 p.m. at the first floor of the Rotunda. You can register at bit.ly/VDATC. That's bit.ly/VDATC. You can also go to wisconsinlegion.org. That's wylegion.org to learn more information about this visit. If there is going to be transportation provided from here, if you need some more information about that, please contact Daryl Hanline, 715-252-9197, 252-9197, the number to call for more information on that. One last item I'm going to promote here. There's another blood drive coming up here on the end of April. Hope Springs Eternal, and this is happening at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South in Rapids. It's in the lower level in the fellowship hall there. They do appointments are preferred. You can call 877-232-4376 or visit versity.org/Wisconsin, and you can look it up there and you can sign up there as well. It's going to be happening Thursday, April 27th from 12 to 4 p.m. They ask that once again, you make sure you eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. Plus, there's a little extra added incentive because it is April. Save lives while saving the planet. All donors with a valid email who complete a redemption form will receive a link and a tree ID planted in honor of their donation. How cool is that? So celebrate Earth Day, celebrate giving blood. Our good friends at Versity Blood Centers and their friends at Forestmatic will also be participating in this. So check it out. Give blood, help the planet, celebrate Earth Month as well. Whew. Well, lots of information to go through today. I want to thank everyone who called in. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You're the ones that keep this show going. We had a good number of calls today. That is good. The more calls, the better on Over the Back Fence. Just remember that. Also want to give a big shout-out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. They have a no-cost consultation, so if you have any interest in health insurance, life insurance, other kinds of insurance, Jeff Clark & Associates will bring you in, give you some great information. Call them at 715-424-4101, 424-4101. To get that no-cost consultation, you can also go to their website and sign up, jca-insurance.com. And once again, big thank you to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. We love the fact that they are our sponsors right now. All right, everyone. I hope you have a great day. I just want to remind you, coming up next is the Charlie Barron's Cripes cast. Check that out. Funny. Charlie's very amusing, of course. Also after that, we've got Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on Under the Helmet from 1 to 2. Tomorrow, we've got the Polka Show at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., rebroadcast of the Polka Show. And then after that, of course, we've got Seth Faces the Music, 6 to 8, mystery program. Find out what connects all the songs I'm playing tomorrow. It's a mystery. See if you can solve it. Don't worry, I give you the answer at the end, just so you won't, if you don't figure it out, You'll be okay, all right? It's okay. Everyone's okay. But it's a lot of great music, and it was a lot of fun to put together. That's from 6 to 8 on Sunday. From 8 to 9, Director's Cut this week. James and I talking about stuff in the entertainment world. We're going to talk about the new announced Star Wars projects coming up, the new movies, very cool, and other things about entertainment, movies, TV shows, all kinds of things. How to save your TV show if it's on the chopping block this week as well. And finally, I do want to mention, coming up this Wednesday, the premiere episode of Trail Tunes. That's my new show, Cowboy Songs, Western Songs, South of the Border. Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on our sister station, WIRI, Wiscountry 105.5. Don't miss it. We're going to be doing a lot of new shows, a lot of local shows on that on our Country Legends station. So stay tuned for that as well. Once again, thanks everyone for listening. Have a great weekend, and we will see you later.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial.